Welcome to episode 7. How many of you have heard of hypnobirthing? Maybe you picture someone swinging a watch in front of you and wonder how this could possibly help with the birth experience. Now, before you slot this into the woo-woo category, know that there's research to support hypnobirthing. Listen to some of these findings. Shorter time in labor, decreased C-section rates, lower epidural rate, lower reported pain, increased confidence, relaxed and less fearful, feeling more in control. Do I have your attention now? For this episode, I'm joined by Stephanie Mundell, a certified hypnobirthing childbirth educator and doula, to talk about the benefits of learning to be in tune with your body during birth. Quick note, I recorded this session before I had my new microphone, so you may notice a difference in sound quality, but I just couldn't leave it out. Enjoy. Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Project. I'm your host, Melissa DeSalles, a physical therapist in Kelowna, BC, Canada, and founder of Mommy Berries, an online platform to support pregnant and postpartum women. I'm here because too many women fear their body during pregnancy and then feel let down by their body after baby, and I want to help change this. My goal with this podcast is to take my personal experience as a mom of two, my knowledge as a PT, and everything I've learned from my clients, and then sit down with other professionals, not only to provide you with evidence-based information, but maybe, just maybe, spark some changes by bringing our professions together. I'm confident we can make some headway if we come together to look at women holistically. I'm curious to see what changes this project will make in my community, and I look forward to have you join me on this journey. A reminder that content in this podcast is intended as general information only and should not be considered medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Now, sit back and relax while you listen. I know this will be difficult for you because you have 3,450 things to do, but I challenge you to put yourself first during this episode.
Okay, everybody in the Mommy Berries community, it's Mel here again. And I'm happy to have Steph Mundell. She is a part of the community I live in a neighboring community. She not only works as a doula, but a hypnobirthing educator. And I wanted to reach out to her because, as you know, I'm interested in trying to kind of bringing all these disciplines together to take out some of the overwhelm and confusion that a lot of you pregnant and postpartum women have. And so people come to see me as a physical therapist, you know, wanting to learn about their pelvic floor and wanting to learn about their core muscles and how they can support themselves during pregnancy, how to prepare for birth, and then how to recover postpartum. And I think there's a increase in people looking to be proactive and learning more about their body. And so naturally, I have more and more clients coming in saying either, I'm interested in hypnobirthing. What do you think, Mel? Or I'm doing hypnobirthing and, oh, cool, the things you're teaching me are also part of what I'm learning in hypnobirthing. And so I wanted to reach out to Steph because I'm obviously not the expert in that area. And Steph, thanks so much. I'm looking forward to kind of talking about this and helping people, I don't know, sort out whether this is something for them or not. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to share the platform, and I'm like a birth multi-level marketer. So I'm always really excited to talk about birth in any way. So thanks for having me.
I think it's, like I said, I think it's great that people are, I think it's always important to know, Steph and I were talking before we hit record that like people are just looking for more support in general. And obviously, you know, you're going to have a birth, you'll have your baby, and women before us have had babies. But I think more and more women are looking to kind of be a little bit more part of that, play an active role and feel informed and empowered and feel like they're part of the process. And so I think that, you know, what you teach is really important. And I wonder, Steph, like if you just assume that I've never heard of hypnobirthing before, and if you just start by explaining, like, what is it?
Yeah. So I teach the Mongan method of hypnobirthing, which was created by Marie Mongan in the late 80s and early 90s. And she was a hypnotherapist in the States. So she had her babies in the like early 60s, late 70s. And she just kept feeling like there must be a different way to do it. So she, you know, was super medicalized. Her partner wasn't allowed in the room. She was notoriously you know, spoke her truth. And she talks about before she passed last year, we had spoken, she talked about like firing her doctor because he wouldn't listen to her. And she was just kind of, you know, super, super powerful and really interested in childbirth. And from a hypnotherapist standpoint, she just knew that there was a different way that you could be in more in control. So she kind of created hypnobirthing out of that. And our method is based on, you know, some keystone things, but basically evidence-based information, studying the chemical reactions in our body and how we can control that with our thought processes. So that means, you know, releasing our prior programming, our feelings and our fears about birth and kind of reinstating what we want for our birth. So we have control over ourselves. We use, you know, self-hypnosis, visualization, breathing techniques, and then some really great anchoring tracks to kind of create that. So it's a 5-week series once a week for 2.5 hours with lots of practice in between and before your baby comes. So it's a really well-rounded. It's not just your typical like one day, you know, childbirth class that talks about these are the stages of labor and this is what to expect. We talk a bit about the physiology, but it's more about your vision for your birth, whatever that might be, and how you can really cultivate the experience that you want.
So generally, like, it's kind of like, if I can summarize this and please tell me
sure.
if I kind of have the, but it's kind of like taking what, like some of the things that are inevitable that are going to happen during the birth process, but feeling like you can be a part of how your body reacts to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have all walks of life, right? Like, you know, someone who's practiced a lot of meditation might understand that a little bit more. I have people who have never done yoga. I have OBGYNs in my class. I have nurses in my class. I have RMTs, you know, it's just a really wide range. Everyone is looking for power within their own body. And so you're right. We all know that the baby has to be born one way or another. We all kind of have a general idea of how that goes. But when you kind of explore that deeper, you can identify what fears or what prior programming you have. So if you have only heard horrible things about birth, then you will just assume that that's how it will go. But it's not fitting for people because people have this, you know, women have this innate sense that they can do it, but their outside sources that they've heard is like, you know, it's horrible and it's going to be long and it's going to be, which can be the case, of course, but it's just not mashing up with people. So hypnobirthing really explores that whole system, where you're getting your information from. Can I give you new information that's evidence-based that shows how our bodies actually work and where you have the control? And then how do you want to experience that?
Cool. And I think that that's where, I mean, I look at it, I totally get that, like the cognitive piece or the chemical piece. And I always describe it, because I'm a physical therapist, this is how I describe it. And I can see how there's definitely similarities, is I'll describe that the muscles that are kind of involved in labor and birth are such automatic muscles. We're not used to thinking about them, but that, and it's normal to feel overwhelmed or stress or pain during the birth experience. And our body knows how to respond to that with tension. Like, that's a normal physiological response, like a protective mechanism that our nervous system has in place. But knowing that you have control over that system and that you can use visuals and cues and breathing strategies that, you know, if you practice, give you a sense of ability to kind of change your response. Because I would say you can't always change what's coming in, but you can change your response to it. And so teaching them how to feel those control of those muscles, and especially the pelvic floor, like feeling relaxed, soft, and open to let a baby out, but knowing what visuals and strategies to be able to use. And I think that that's where I started. And now I've been starting to use more and more of the, oh, wait a minute, like things like mindfulness, meditation, all of that, and learning to feel what your response is and being able to, like you said, kind of like change that process or change that. I'm not sure, like the programming, or I'm not sure the term you use, but I can see how they definitely fit together. And I think that's really neat when people can see that two different disciplines are kind of saying the same thing, but coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah. And I think students take it like depending on your lifestyle, it can be very different, right? So the idea is that you don't start this on the day you go into labor. You start it and it's memory muscle and it's awareness and it's a practice, right? I have people that take hypnobirthing when they're 13 weeks pregnant, and I have people that take hypnobirthing when they're 38 weeks pregnant. So there's no, I mean, ideally you want to have time to practice the techniques, because that's the cornerstone, is that you've practiced it and that you've trained your body to receive that response. But the idea is that it doesn't have to be, you know, 2 hours every night you're practicing this. It can fit into a busy life. It can fit into wherever you believe hypnosis to be. It doesn't have to be a specific set thing. That's what I love about it. I love that I'm just giving tools. And I have students who are like, yeah, that's never going to work for me. And someone else is like, I love that idea. Right. And so it's really well-rounded. You know, there's like visual component, auditory component, self-taught. You know, you can read or you can watch, and it's really, really well-rounded for a program. And I find that, you know, oftentimes I get hired as a doula and I get to see it play out in the birth. And it's really, really cool to watch how people adapt and make those techniques their own. It's really, really neat.
So where do you find, like, I think the hypnosis part maybe is the part that I don't quite have my head wrapped around. And so I think just from what you've said and what I understand, you know, you're basically trying to be able to communicate with your own nervous system to be able to calm it down. Is that essentially what the goal is?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could change the name.
Yeah,
the hypnobirthing name. Nobody loves it. It's super confusing. I get why Marie called it that, because she was a hypnotherapist and that made sense to her. Our institute is kind of gearing towards changing it to maybe intuitive birth, which I think is really sweet. I try to only use hypnobirthing when I really, really have to. It is getting a good reputation though as well, so it's kind of cool. Basically, you know, I'm not a hypnotherapist. I don't practice that either, but the part of the program that we share is that all of hypnosis that you do is self-hypnosis, right? So that's like when you are driving in traffic and you're super annoyed and you're like, okay, it's fine. Fine, right? It's also like, you know, I call it highway hypnosis. When you're driving home from work and you get home and you realize, did I even drive home? Like, how did I get here? Right? Watching a movie, reading a book, time is passing and you're not noticing that. You're just really like in tune with what's happening. So it's more, it is hypnosis. It's self-hypnosis. It's self-guided. You're in control. I will not come to your birth and dangle a stopwatch in front of your face. I will not, you know, it's about, controlling that response in your body with breath and with intention.
Perfect. Okay. That definitely helps me understand it better for sure. And I think I agree that name probably throws people off a bit, because okay. One of the questions, that the other question I had to ask is that, like, I think people picture then, well, you know, if I'm going to be in this, I think a lot of people picture this like trance, like, am I going to be in this trance? Like, do I still have control? And I feel like you've kind of answered that. Yeah, you actually probably have more control. Like, it's not like you're out of it, but you're able to process the information coming in or the information your body's feeling, and you're able to cope better. That would be the goal. Is that right?
Yeah. And I mean, we know that in labor, you know, our body is very overwhelmed sensory. There's lots of things happening. And so the hypnosis part is about creating like a safe space for you to really go into your body and to tune into what your baby needs and what your body needs. We talk about like our body is just a robot of our mind, right? And so we can control that as much as we want. We know that our baby knows how to birth the same way our baby knows how to grow, right? I make this joke about like, you didn't put your hands on your belly and say, I'm going to make a liver today. You know, your body just did that. You're actually not in control of that. You're supporting your body to grow the baby, and you're supporting your body to birth the baby. And so, yeah, it's not about being in a trance or being disconnected. You're actually very much connected. There are some other techniques, you know, that are like, go to your happy place. And I'm not into that. I'm not into not experiencing your birth. I want everyone to experience their birth. It's the best day of your life. You know, it's the birth of your baby. It doesn't have to come with all these crazy, you know, the worst pain you've ever felt, the worst day of your life, the most intense thing you've ever done, the craziest thing. It's about creating like a soft, calm space where your body can work properly and your baby can be born healthy.
I love it. Well, I have heard a couple people, and this is just, again, you need to kind of educate me a little bit, but I've heard a couple people say before, the thing I didn't like, and maybe this is comes with different models, or you mentioned different models of hypnobirthing, but mentioned that that one of the take-home messages they got is that you shouldn't have pain. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah. I think I bring my mom voice. So I'm a mom of three. My littlest is 8 months old. I have a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old. I also bring my doula, experience into teaching hypnobirthing. So I think there are practitioners who don't have that birth experience and they're just teaching the syllabus. The underlying thought is that if you are in control of your muscles, you can almost control the response you're going to have the same way you would if you were hiking or working out so we're comparing that. Why are the birth muscles the only muscles that when they're working normally are causing extreme pain? That's kind of where the pain thing comes from. I do not send home the message that you will not experience any pain. I prefer to not use the word pain. So we talk about what will that feel like? Will it be tightening? Will it be cramping? Will it be a pulling up sensation? Like what will the sensation actually be, right? So that you can experience that as a sensation of a normal function of your body. Pain, is something that serves no purpose. When we stub our toe or break our legs, we're not getting anything out of it, right? The pain or the sensation from birth is normal. And so you're just training your mind to experience that as a normal function of your uterus. So there are, even in our area, there's other practitioners that do kind of be like, take hypnobirthing and you'll feel no pain. I think that's really misleading. There is a level of it and a lot of response that says like, because of hypnobirthing and because of the techniques and because of the practice, I was so scared I would feel pain and I didn't. It was intense and it was crazy and there was so much pressure and it was beautiful, and that's my goal with that.
Well, I think that it kind of ties in with like my first thought when you started talking was that, well, pain just has a negative connotation. And so it's kind of creating a negative response. Whereas, like you said, it's still a stimulation, but it's, in some ways it's like a positive affirmation. Like, instead of maybe giving it that negative label, you're giving it more of a neutral label or something like that, that it has less negative connotation. I mean, I think that you can spin it lots of different ways, right? And just be able to like, oh, it is what it is. Like, this is going to be something that you experience, whatever sensation, but, practice responding to it.
Well, it's what you teach as well. It's like, if you think it's going to be painful, it's going to be painful. And people don't understand, especially first time birthers. We were chatting about this quickly before we recorded. We don't know a lot about that part of our body. We don't have a lot of experience with that part of our body. So sometimes the information that I give is enough to make people realize, oh, that's what my uterus is doing. It's not like, yes, it's a contraction. That's not a word we use in hypnobirthing, but it doesn't have to be like specifically what your muscle is doing. You can experience that as a wave of power. You can experience that as a surge of power. You can call it whatever you want, right? And when people know that their breath is supporting these muscles to rise up, to nudge their baby down, I see the light bulb go on in their head and they're like, oh, it's not like I'm having a contraction and I have to breathe through this contraction. It's like the more information, the easier you can kind of settle into that's what your body is doing.
Totally. I think a lot of people would picture that I can only use this method in, with a doula, with a midwife at home. Can you speak to that a little bit? Like, what kind of birth settings are you seeing your clients use this in?
Yeah, I am personally myself. I used it in my scheduled C-section a lot. I use it in parenting still when I'm having moments with the toddlers, but it's super varied. You can use it in every setting. It definitely is, probably classified as the alternative setting, although we see birth coming full circle with all of the types of support, which is really cool. But, being in a setting that's not familiar to you with people that you don't know yet. So in a hospital with a nurse you haven't met, I almost think that hypnobirthing would be more valuable there. At home, you're in your own setting, you have your own space, you're comfortable there. But at the hospital, there's a lot of unexpected things. And I see people really using those techniques a lot. So, whether you're having an epidural, not having an epidural, whether you're having a scheduled C-section, a vaginal birth, an unmedicated birth, a home birth outside in your backyard, it doesn't really matter. The idea is that your body is doing the same process no matter where you are. And those techniques are helpful everywhere.
I love it. You meet your body where it's at and you support it. Like even if you plan at home, unmedicated, you might end up in the hospital having a C-section. Mm-hmm. And I think that no matter, you can take that information and incorporate it into your body at any point. Right. And like you said, everybody also too is taking in different things. It's like it's a spectrum and everyone, that's applies right. It on that spectrum, however they see fit. I think that's neat. What role would you say their support person? So whether it be their partner or their doula, what role does that person have in it? Because obviously this is something that they're learning to process in their own body and use it as they see fit. But will you speak a little bit too? Because I think that in your classes, you invite the partners, right? So that they play an active role. But what does that look like for someone in the birth setting?
Totally. This is my second favorite reason for teaching this method, is that there is a huge emphasis on the birth partner. And most of the time it's, you know, the dad or the partner of the birthing person. And you're right, sometimes it's the doula, the mom, the sister, whoever they're having. But when it comes to the partner, which is the main person that's usually there, they do have a really active role and there's work for them to do as well. And so sometimes that catches them off guard because, you know, they're like, oh, I'm just here because she wants me to be here. And we try to suss that out, but it's also the birth of their baby. They're not just the coach. They're not just the person getting the water. They're there to really, you know, there's a big job for them. So they are the ones who make sure all of the stuff we're practicing actually happens at the birth. So they're the ones that are practicing the techniques at home. Their voice is one of the anchors for the birthing person. They start to learn what the birthing person is thinking as far as like, where is my power? What is my anchor? What is my trigger? Like, what do I want to focus on? And then there's a huge part for postpartum support as well, which is really important. So they learn so much about what their partner is going through. And although she's doing the physical job, she will do a better job if she has the people there, the supporter. So it's really cool when they bring doulas. I love when people bring their family members and there's a huge space for it. And it's not just about, I'm just going to sit here and support her while she learns these things. Like, I'm like, you're up, you know, you have to learn this too. What are you going to do for this? And I always kind of play on, you know, my fiance knows me best. He knows how I like to be touched, what I like to hear, what I don't like to hear, how I feel when I'm sick, you know, and those are the cornerstones, the partners have to kind of rely on, and then they just use those techniques. So there's a big, it's really cool to watch those partners kind of grow in hypnobirthing as well. And they'll be like, yeah, when she has the flu, like, you know, you're either the person who's like, love me, hug me, or you're like, give me some soup, leave me alone. You know, like, what kind of person are you? And birth is similar. So it's really cool to watch them develop that relationship and bond with their baby too. There's not a lot of space for partners in bonding with their baby. And there's a huge piece of that in hypnobirthing.
Yeah. They want to be a part. They want to have a role. And that's where I think, like, I can imagine that it's not in module 5 in your course that it says, this is what your partner needs to say to you. Again, right. You're going to practice. And this is all stuff. I love how it kind of meets, but I teach the same thing. It's like, okay, let's find the cues and visuals that work for you. And I often will, like, if I just kind of talk about how I fit this in, like, I might, through a vaginal exam, be talking to them through, okay, use the breathing that you used in hypnobirthing, or show me what you've been practicing. And then I can talk to them like, okay, great. Do you feel how that totally lets go of everything? Do you know what? I want you to think a little bit more of this. Breathe a little bit more into your low back. Oh, wow. That feels like it really opens. And then I say, practice that cue and practice it with the cues that you've been taught in hypnobirthing, and then share that with your partner, because that might be the one thing that they keep saying, low back, or something like that, you know, because that's yours. Whereas someone else might be like, I need to think about breathing into my shoulders. And, and that's where I think it's where the practice is so valuable, is like, feel what you can do, feel what you can do, feel what you can do.
Well, and feedback from your partner is super motivating, right? So we talk a little bit about perineal massage, which I'm not like, I'm here or there about it. It is what it is. I always tell all my clients to try it once, see that sensation, feel that sensation, like you're saying, breathe into it. If they're comfortable having their partners do it, it can be really cool because the partners are like, yeah. And then I said to her, like, take a big calm breath and I could actually feel those muscles relaxing. Mm-hmm. And for her to hear that feedback from her partner, like, you're doing it, you know, it's actually working. I think that's such a cool moment.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And tell me then, so you kind of touched on it at the beginning, it doesn't matter when someone joins, but is there, like, how often, like, I know every instructor or every educator is going to be different, but do you run your courses 3 times a year, or like, what do you do?
Mine are continual. So I have enough enrollment to just keep going. So based on space now, of course, I was telling Mel earlier, we are still in person, which I'm pretty grateful for, with social distance, of course. And I found a space big enough to accommodate that. We don't do a lot of moving around. We're mostly kind of just like sitting, laying scenario. So we don't need a big, huge space, but I try to keep it at a max of like 4 or 5 couples because it's very intimate and I want people to be able to sink into that. And yeah, mine are continual. So they're 5-week sessions, depending on my schedule or enrollment. I may have like a week or two in between, but Monday nights, 6 to 8:30, that's my time.
Neat. And then, so is there any component that's online? The reason I always ask is because there are a lot of people I know that are hesitant to meet. I mean, obviously we're filming this during COVID times where restrictions are a bit higher. And I've sure noticed as a practitioner that a lot of people are nervous coming in and are seeking online support. Every educator I'm sure is different, but is there anything people can take in online, or do you feel like it's just not the same?
There are, so hypnobirthing is international. The Mongen Method is international. So I'm part of a huge group of over 400 practitioners. So I could direct you 100% to a full online course. It won't be local. So you'll miss out on maybe that local piece of knowing, like, this is what we see in our hospital, and this is what happens at Kelowna Hospital, Vernon Hospital, Salmon Arm. But you can still take the entire syllabus in someone else's Zoom course. I'm just not doing Zoom myself.
Totally. And I think that everybody's so different in how like they like to deliver information. So let's say I'm going to get you after this discussion to post your information under this so people can find you. But let's say someone did not live in our area. What's the best way for them to seek someone out like in their community?
Yeah. So you can just go to hypnobirthing.com. And there's a whole, you know, frequently asked questions. What is hypnobirthing? What it's about? And then on the sidebar, it actually, if you share your location, it will give you practitioners that are close to you. And so you can just seek out their bios and see who kind of fits with you and what's closest.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Steph. I found that really helpful, not only just for my understanding, but I think it really ties in nicely to everything that I teach. And I think that it'll help me maybe steer people to that a little bit better. So now that I understand a little bit better and know how they fit together, there's definitely people that come in, they're like, I'm just a sponge. I want to learn as much as I can. And I also see a lot of people that bring a lot of anxiety and they're just terrified of their birth. And I always think, well, that's too bad, because this isn't how you know, I picture this for you. Mm-hmm. And so I think this would be a really good avenue for those people just to be able to like, you know what, this is something that you have some control over and you can make it a different experience.
Yeah. The last thing I just want to add is that you don't have to be a first time birther either. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of people who had a traumatic first birth or even a birth that they weren't super stoked about, whether that be vaginal, C-section, whatever, and they are wanting a different experience and seeking out a different experience. So for the most part, first time birthers, but probably maybe like 30% of the students I teach are second, third, fourth, and sixth time birther take hypnobirthing. And so you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be your first time. If you maybe just are looking for something different, experiencing something different, trying for a vaginal birth after C-section, all of those things, hypnobirthing is there for you too. So.
Awesome. One other quick question. So would you say then you're noticing that as a general rule, you're getting busier and busier with this? Are people seeking this out more and more?
Yeah, I think it's the reputation is growing, especially in the Okanagan, which is really cool. So I've been teaching for 4 years and it's really neat when people say, my OBGYN said I should come see you for hypnobirthing. And I'm just like, hallelujah. Yes. I've spent a lot of time, you know, building relationship in the community as well, like this, explaining exactly what hypnobirthing is so people don't think it's like a super weird modality, but definitely busier. Not being able to have your support team in the space that you're birthing, people are wanting a little bit more control. So I am really busy. Yeah, it's been really nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Steph. And I look forward to working together in some capacity in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me on and sharing. And I'm always happy to talk about hypnobirthing.
And that's a wrap. I hope you've enjoyed the episode and have taken something valuable away. Please take the time to rate and review the podcast. And if you'd like more information about my online program to support women during pregnancy, birth prep, and postpartum recovery, check out my website, mommyberries.com. I'll see you next time.